my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. As you have heard in our prayer, opening prayer, we prayed for the saints we honor today, Saint Cornelius and Cyprian, the early defenders of our faith, and they were martyred. The gospel today, my dear brothers and sisters, introduces us to some of the people who work behind the scenes to help fund Jesus' preaching journey. Mary Magdalene, Jonah, Susanna, and many other women. Jesus differs radically from the usual Jewish understanding of women's role. The rabbis excluded women from their disciples. To them, women seem incapable of studying the law. On the contrary, Jesus cures women and associated with them and includes them among his followers. Luke presents women as ministering to Jesus and the 12 in a role surprising for the day, providing for them and from their own means, with one of them, a married woman, Jonah, the wife of Chusa. In the gospel, Luke foreshadows their role at Calvary, at the empty tomb, and Mary and the 12 in prayerful expectations of the promise of the Holy Spirit. In his letter to women, dated June 29, 1995, St. John Paul II sadly acknowledged that women's dignity has often been unacknowledged and their prerogatives misinterpreted. They have often relegated to the margins of society and even reduced to servitude. And the Pope Saint acknowledges that objective blame is partly due not to a few members of the church. To set women free from every kind of exploitation and dominion, the Pope points out to the gospel that contains ever-relevant message, which goes back to the attitude of Jesus himself. And the Pope continues that, I quote, transcending the established norms of his own culture, Jesus treated women with openness. Jesus treated women with respect and acceptance and tenderness. In this way, he honored the dignity which women have always possessed according to God's plan and in his love. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, women mentioned in the gospel today work behind the scenes to help Jesus and the 12 fund in preaching their journeys. Are we content to play a behind scene role in our church today? Do we participate in our church program behind the scene? Or do we help fund the church mission work? Lord, help us realize that not everyone can work center stage and in the spotlight. Amen.